friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference moments ago right here on The Fan. And he said a couple of things that made me think, okay, what does that exactly mean? I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. He was asked about the kicking situation with Andre Schmidt. And non-committal, I think Andy is the best way to describe him. He said, I'm focused on yesterday. When he was asked about Schmidt and new kickers and blah, blah, blah. And he said, I'm focused on yesterday. Would have been easy to say, no, Andre's our kicker Sunday against Baltimore, which you often hear.
Yeah, that's true. It made me think like maybe there's something, there's conversations going on.
Well, and there should be.
Yeah.
There should be conversations. I mean, it's pro sports, and that's, you know, two missed kicks cost you a football game.
Yes.
Basically.
One,
the extra point, okay, that left you chasing points. The missed field goal cost you the game.
It did. I wish there was another way around it. I mean, we can look at it from a thousand different angles. The defense played well enough to win. The offense played well enough to win. You want to blame special teams? Blame special teams, or do you just want to blame the kicker in general? Knock yourself out. It's just football. I hate it. Here's what I think we don't like about this. You maybe, if you thought this team was really good coming into the season, you'd be like, all right, man, they laid an egg. Every team has one of these games throughout the season, but they're going to win one that they're not supposed to win, and they'll still have a chance to make the playoffs. Our problem here is that I think a lot of people don't believe that they have any chance of making the playoffs, that you're sitting around trying to figure out who your quarterback of the future is, and it's like, oh, man, I'm looking at the rest of the schedule here. This isn't good. That's a game they could have won. That's the issue.
You can make the argument that yesterday was the game that they should have won.
Yeah.
They snuck, you know. You win a game you're not supposed to. It might have been yesterday against a high-powered offense.
Maybe. I think there's going to be one of these games coming up that they have absolutely no business winning and they win. It's the NFL. It happens all the time.
That's true.
There will be a game that they're not supposed to win that they're going to win, especially if you think that they're a 4 or 5 win team
and
for the year.
And you thought they were going to win yesterday?
I did think that. I did too.
Andy.
I mean, let's.
I picked them 24-23.
We're not sugarcoating something that's, oh, they're just being homers for the team and blah, blah, blah. They should have won yesterday. I don't know anybody.
That's not opinion. I think that's fact.
And if you listen to what Cincinnati said after the game, I think they agree with you too. They know that they escaped yesterday. But they did some things according to their game plan that they wanted to. And, you know, playing from in front is a lot different than playing from behind trying to get back in it.
Now, you know what I wonder? You have a Baltimore team that got...
I'm wondering about that, too.
Well, their offense looks like, well, they're going to give the Browns and anybody else fits.
Oh.
Their defense gave up 41 points.
I know. And a lot late. Do you think they got tired in the fourth quarter?
I don't know.
What, they give up 21, 22 points in the fourth quarter?
They gave up 15 points in the final 4 minutes. Yeah. 16 points, excuse me. The other thing Kevin said that I wonder about, but it's a bigger picture. At some point, Quinshon Judkins is going to see the field. And Kevin said, we'll see. So that's all he can say. One thing I think that's interesting here. What's the NFL thinking here? And Isaiah Bond and Devin Bush have been dealing with situations. The word that we've heard, you know, is the NFL is, at least the rumbling, the NFL is still investigating all of this. They both played yesterday, Andy.
I know. I'm worried that these guys they're going to get grounded by the NFL. That's really what it is,
after
right?
After a game or three,
yeah.
All of a sudden you're out for whatever.
I mean, news, I guess, is good news.
I think
that's the way the team's playing it.
Well, I would think so. But you tell me this. Isn't normal protocol, okay, we're going to suspend them now, and or we're going to keep them off the field until then?
I don't know what the NFL's thinking.
I don't know either.
And, you know, how much is this?
Maybe there's nothing there, and they're good to go.
If they are, then they're are they not changing their ways?
Well, I wonder about that.
The NFL would be changing the way they perceive things, which yeah,
I wonder about.
I don't know, man. I just don't see it. I could see them just. You're going to be grounded. I think all three of them could get grounded sometime during the season, but it doesn't seem like the team is in that world. So, and you got to let them play, right? Why wouldn't you let them play if the league's not saying anything? Let them play.
Yeah. Gary's in Cleveland. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, guys. I know you guys think Stefanski's like this offense a genius. Do you know that this team has not scored 20 points since October of 2024?
Bro, they were the worst team in the NFL in scoring points. I must have said it 1,000 times. Yeah. 16 points per game. They've got to do better.
Under,
yeah.
We need a new offensive identity. We need to get rid of Stefanski because there is no offensive identity. They couldn't run the ball yesterday. I've seen Little League teams run the ball better than what I saw with the Browns yesterday. And he didn't try to stretch the field at all. There was no pass plays downfield at all. It was dinks and dunks.
Gary, maybe there was a reason for that. Do you think there might have been a reason for that? Well, okay, you can go with that one, or we can go with this one. He didn't want the Bengals offense on the field for huge periods and was trying to control the football and was successful in doing that.
And by the way, how many drops did your wide receivers have? Is that the coach's fault that they're dropping balls?
There's drops in every game.
Yeah, but crucial drops left and right, and these guys are getting paid to catch the ball. Look, I'm not totally against everything you're saying. I mean, do I think Kevin Stefanski is the greatest coach on earth? No, but I do think he does a good job. Is he putting these guys in a position to win? That's the question.
Did yesterday, Gary.
Could they have won? Should they have won yesterday? Should they have?
Well, they should have, but they didn't, did they? They found a new way to lose. They find a new way every week.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see Kevin step out there and miss an extra point. I mean, look, what's he going to do? I got to have somebody kick the ball. Try to, at least. It's hard for me to get mad at Kevin for yesterday.
I agree. The coaches did their job yesterday, Gary.
They have not scored 20 points in a game.
Dude, totally get it. Man. Said it 1,000 times. We're with you 100%. They've got to get to 21. 100%. You're right.
It's called insanity. You keep doing the same thing over and over again. You keep having them coach. He can't.
Hey, Gary. Year before last, they won 11 games. Is that okay?
Yeah, and they didn't score over 20 points from October on.
Did they win over 11 games? Did they win 11 games a year before? Look, Gary.
I get it, man. You don't like Kevin? I'm down with it. That's fine. It's your opinion. We're not mad at
you. You know what I'd like to see, Gary? I'd like to see Kevin given a really nice batch of skill position players to work with. Maybe he has several of those now.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
We will see. The offense has to score more points. Yesterday, I thought the offense did a pretty nice job of keeping the football, which kept Cincinnati's offense off the field, which helped the defense do a really good job. If I sat here and said the coaching cost you the game yesterday, I'd be lying, because I don't think that.
I didn't walk out of that game thinking that either. And by the way, the plays that didn't work were the difference makers, right? The third, the fourth down play. I mean, look, maybe you could have kicked
third
there.
Third and five, fourth and five drops.
Look, if you want to second guess today on a Monday morning, maybe they should have kicked a field goal there instead of going for it on fourth down.
You could second guess that.
Yeah, I'm wholeheartedly believing that. I just know Kevin Stefanski isn't the guy that stepped out on the field yesterday to miss the extra point. Okay? All he can do is put the kicker out there.
Or a 36-yard field goal.
I'm just being nice.
Ed's in Cleveland. Hello, Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Hi, guys. Hey, anybody that wants to get rid of the kicker, maybe you should think about getting rid of Jerry Jeudy. He's supposed to be number one wide receiver. Last year, he led the league in drop balls. Yesterday, he dropped the fourth and five, and he bumbled a ball for an interception. So what good is he if you're going to blame the kicker?
Ed, I don't know. Complete the turn, will you?
For those folks who are blaming the kicker for the loss, we'll pass that one along. I've always thought Jerry Jeudy is a good wide receiver. I've never thought he's a great wide receiver. And if you've listened to this show, I think you know that. I think I think the Browns need an upgrade at wide receiver. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Cedric Tillman becomes as well thought of by this organization as Jerry Jeudy. And I still think you need somebody else. Maybe it's Isaiah Bond. I think Jerry's good. I don't think he's great.
How many catches did he have last year, Jeff?
Jerry?
Yeah.
I don't know.
90?
Andy, there are a lot of guys in the NFL who
saying, if you go back and look historically at our franchise.
I know, but it's a different league now.
I get it, but I agree. I don't know that he can be your number one option, right?
If Jerry Jeudy's your number two, you got something going. If he's the guy you're relying on to be the man, I mean, he had a career last year.
It was a single season franchise record with 90 receptions. Are we going to crush him?
He did a fine job.
I mean,
I'm glad he's here. He did a fine job. He's not Jamar Chase. He's not Justin Jefferson. And let's, just because he's the best guy you have right now doesn't mean he's that caliber.
I sometimes I can understand wanting to get rid of a kicker after one game because that's a league. I'm not like, you're getting rid of Jerry Jeudy. He's. Tillman looked good yesterday. Man, overreaction theater sometimes. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. That is total overreaction theater. Jeudy should have caught those balls. Yes.
He dropped two critical balls in the game.
Yes, he did. If you're 100%.
If you're a star wide receiver, well, you're going to drop a ball once in a while. You can't drop two critical passes. And
you also can't have multiple receivers.
Jerry dropped
passes.
The fourth down was completely on him. The interception was partially on Flacco and partially on Jeudy.
But, according to PFF, Jerry Jeudy had 10 drops last year, third in the NFL.
There you go. Dan, doing a little factual background for us right here on Basket
and
Phelps.
Just a little fact checker over there.
216-474-0092.
So remembered him dropping a decent amount of passes last year and went, oh, darn, I should look that up again.
Here on The Fan.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.